Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 10, starting in verse 34 and all the way through the start of 11. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet, because he is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man, because he is righteous, will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. It's a good and a rich and a challenging verse to hear. And as I read these last lines in today's gospel reading, when Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. I wonder what that last parting of ways was after this message was preached. I can sort of imagine in my mind that Jesus's 12 disciples were sort of standing there with their mouths hanging open after this pretty radical statement of the importance and the gravity of the value of relationship with Jesus, right? Maybe they needed a little space to process after this statement. We hear Jesus say kind of the same thing in a couple different ways here. "I've not come to bring peace, but to bring the sword, to establish one's enemies within one's household," okay? Is Jesus advocating for a lifestyle where Christians don't love their families? Of course not. What's he saying here? He's saying that the message of the gospel, the true message of what it is that Jesus is about, what it is that the disciples have committed themselves to, that is our understanding of what it means to be a missionary disciple in this world. There is nothing more important that can stand in the way of that. Oftentimes our tendency is, you know, to make excuses, to justify our lack of engagement because maybe we've got other great things that we're investing our time in, or maybe because we don't want to upset the cart, right? What Jesus is saying here, it's a simple moment of reflection for us. What Jesus is saying is that your comfort does not give you permission to ignore what is right. That our level of comfort is not the filter by which we can interpret the commissionings of Jesus. And then we have kind of on the positive side of things here, whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet, because he's a prophet, will receive the prophet's reward. Whoever receives a righteous man, because he's a righteous man, will receive a righteous man's reward. That when we receive Jesus, we receive a reward. This doesn't necessarily mean that our purpose in engaging in relationship with Jesus should be on account of the good reward that we receive. But what Jesus is affirming here is that as he does elsewhere in scripture, friends. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. That we're being called into a mission field that is difficult and challenging. Why? Because it's countercultural. But in the strictest sense, it's not hard because it's our destiny. You were made for the challenge of the gospel. You were made for a relationship with Jesus. These harsh words, they merely stand to align us to the fact that when we settle for anything less than what we're made for, we're settling for something that's going to fail to satisfy. Take that to heart today. Have an amazing day, and we'll catch you again tomorrow. God bless.